Today, on the fifth anniversary of the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, Y108 remembers September 11th, 2001.
The Twin Towers of the World Trade Center are not 110 stories tall anymore.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
Our world changed forever. Buildings fell from the New York City skyline.
To watch the 110-story building collapse before my eyes.
Our nation's capital was attacked.
The Pentagon, headquarters of the Department of Defense, proved to be defenseless.
Thousands died, thousands more injured, and millions emotionally affected by what they saw and felt.
People are walking around in shock.
Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke? Rising against that blue sky.
Beginning to feel anger.
Shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor. Or did you just sit down and cry?
Felt like crying all day. I walked around like in a daze.
Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know.
I saw everybody crying in the streets.
Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble? Sob for the ones left.
Murray, I just want to let you know I made it out.
Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue? And the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer? And look at yourself and what really matters?
That the best thing we can do now is pray.
I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love.
On September 11th, our world did change forever.
Have you forgotten how it felt that day? Have you forgotten?
People came together that day.
The city of New York is pulling together in a time of need.
Giving of themselves to help stranded travelers.
People came out here to the airport to try and help some of those stranded passengers. A man came out here with a sign at one point and said, "If you are stranded, I will drive you somewhere." Three people went away with him.
Going to Ground Zero and the Pentagon to volunteer in the rescue and recovery efforts.
People are wonderful, and we've had thousands and thousands of people that have come to help us.
Donating blood, raising money for organizations like the United Way.
From the great residents and people driving through West Mifflin, $10,000.
We did collect $600.
We raised over $400.
Have you forgotten?
On that day of days, we were more than just Pittsburghers or New Yorkers, blue collar or white collar. We were all Americans.
I saw different races, nationalities, or creeds that usually have differences with one another come together in bond and love and respect.
In the 5 years since the tragic day of September 11th, 2001, we've struggled to make sense of it all. If these innocent lives had to be lost, we as Americans must make sure that they did not die in vain. We need to remember and to be vigilant so that a tragedy of such magnitude never happens again. At Y108, we dedicate this day as a tribute to all of the lives lost, both on September 11th and in all the days since, in the fight to keep our nation safe in the face of terror from abroad. We remember September 11th, 2001. Y108.